And after Mr. Morris performs, we're going to be having also a clogging workshop by the Hot Pepper Steppers from 1 to 2, something you shouldn't miss. And then the Exum Sisters will be here to perform their own particular blend of country music, bluegrass, and gospel. Should be very good. And they tell some stories about growing up in the Thanatosasa. The Notasasa area near Plant City in Central Florida, and they've had a very interesting background also. Now, while Mr. Morris is getting ready, I'm going to tell you a little bit about his background. He was born and grew up in Athens, Greece, though his background is from the islands of Crete and Karpathos. He plays the Cretan lyra, which has a particular music associated with it. It's a very vibrant traditional music. Besides playing the instrument, he also makes the instruments, and we're going to talk a little bit about that also. There's many different kinds of regional music in Greece. The kind that he's going to play is primarily Cretan, which is a very lively kind of music, very distinctive from the other kinds of music in the country. Are you ready? Okay, first of all, can we talk about the instrument for a minute and about how you made it and what kind of woods you used? Yeah, the whole story. Okay.
Ναι. This particular instrument I'm holding is from black walnut. The instrument of lira, it has to be a hardwood. It's like a violin, you know. It's the bottom is a hardwood and the top is a softwood. And the violin has a spruce. And the Cretan lyra has wood, they call them katran. That's from Turkish. Some the family of spruce and pine and...
I think it's a type of pine.
Cedar. Yeah. Some people, they have a similar 90% of the same wood in Lebanon. They call them Syrah of Lebanon, you know, Lebanese Syrah. And it has to be old because that wood is maybe 3 years old, but it's still alive. And that's what it makes the instrument play best, so when the wood is alive.
Oh, I understand, actually, isn't the preferred wood, I mean, hundreds of years old?
Yes, this one is about 300. This type, you know, it's from an old houses, beams they hold in, you know, the roofs. We destroy all houses. And just make an instrument.
Yeah, I know, it's quite... And the underside, unlike a violin, I think you have to carve it out, don't you? Because it's curved, it's not just like
Yeah, it's one piece and, you know, carve it first from one side. Make, you know, the curve you want. Sometimes you make it a little bit, you know, narrow the curve. Sometimes you make it more deep. It depends, you know, you try to make it, to find, you know, the right sound, you know, you like. It's like the violins, you know, it's almost the same idea. The same idea. And when they first start the lira, the string was from guts, you know, it wasn't metal ones.
Like cat guts? Or?
Yes, uh-huh. From guts, you know, animal guts. And after, you know, the violin came around and they see, you know, different strings, even the violin in the first strings, it was guts. After they changed it, you know, to metal. And we're still now playing with the metal. Some people, they play with guts, but... It's more distinguished, you know, with the... It took the term of... to the violin sound. now, you know, for 30 years. And the more he sounds like the violin, you know, say like he's Barrett. Before they used to, the lira used to have a different sound with, you know, with the gut strings. And now everything is changed, even the music now. The model days change everything.
Could you play something for us that's a fairly old kind of tune, just to give us an idea?
If I play, you don't want to know if it's an old or new.
Well, let's try for old. Let's try.
Oh, first of all, you have to press your nails in a string, not like the violin, you push your finger on it. This one, that's the reason it's a little bit high, you know, the string, so you can put your fingers in between. Oh, boy. Again, down. Yellow.
Was that
just you know, something to begin?
We can't hear you because of the mic.
Okay,
yeah,
something to begin, you know, the music.
Okay, so that was just the introduction.
Yeah, sometimes you do that with a different kinds of notes, so the other players you play,
so it's improvised.
Yeah, so they know what scale and from where you want to start, what you want to play. So this way you don't sit down, hey, we're going to play that, we're going to start. Sometimes we do that. You know?
Right.
So a lot of fun. What we play now.
Is that what they call a tocsin?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
So and I like to play one moment.
Yes. By the way, for those of you that just arrived, he's going to play Greek music, particularly from the island of Crete, on the lira, which is like a violin, except it only has three strings. It's an early form of the violin.
So this is from my teacher, you know, from Skordalos. We're going to play, you know, a piece of music, you know, his music.
Is there a name for this?
Sirtos, you know, there's no name on it. You know.
Sirtos is a kind of dance.
Kind of dance, yeah.
Good. That's from the island of Crete. Could you also play, you know, there's other things you play on that, well, I don't know, like an amanes, which is more from the area of
Amanes is an old from a Turkish, you know, when it was occupied, you know, Greece, and they left us something after 400 years, so we got something for them.
Okay. Could you? So, can you? Is there, if there are words? Can you?
Not the words, you know, right?
No words. Darn. All right. Go on. Can't do the words to that. It's a very pretty song.
Yeah, it's Amanes is the style of the music. That I mean, just something somebody, you know, it's sad. It's not something, you know, to with Amanes you don't sing, you know, happy song.
Aman is
a Turkish word. It's, aman, what I mean is
mercy. Mercy.
Mercy, whatever you call it. You know.
It's sort of like blues in a way.
Yeah, something that you got to be sad or troubling things, you know, to sing with this style, Amanes.
Yeah. So that's a fairly well-known song, isn't it? I've heard that by a number of artists.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of different pieces, you know, of Amanes. If something, you know, somebody, you know, put down, you know, a very sad song, you know, it's Amanes, you know, it's slow.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the best known of the Cretan kinds is the Pentazali.
Pentazali, again, how can I say, you know, all the times, you know, in Crete, it was a guerrillas in the mountains. They was fighting for their freedom, first for the Venetians, and then, you know, Turks, and then Germans, World War II and all that. And they used to have a dance, you know, only men and the warriors that was dancing it. That's what they call in Pentazali, that means five steps. So, but it's a very, you know, like Malevisiotis, it's a very fast and tiring, you know, dance. That's why only the warriors, they was dancing it, you know. And first of all, it was starting with the slow Pentazali, they call them, and they sing, you know, they make those mandinades, you know,
mantinadas are verses, right? And so they make mantinadas about what's going on at that particular time?
Yes, and mantinadas is, you know, for love, for a woman, for a girl, for everything, for the life, mothers, daughters, fathers, you know, for everything, you know. They was making mantinadas. It was, you know, the way of express themselves.
Could you give me an example of a couple of mantinadas?
A couple of mantinadas example. No. I don't know. I'm not,
yes, you,
know,
you do.
I know, but right now nothing comes down.
Well, what about the one about? Something about taking the stars from the sky and putting...
Oh, it's... that one says, you know, «Σύσμα θα δώσω του ουρανού, τ' άστρα να πέσουν χάμω». Χάμω. «Να τα μαζέψω σαν τζελιές, δώρο να σου τα κάμω». «Σι χάμω, κάμω, it goes», you know, it's...
It rhymes.
It's...
So mantinadas are two-line verses mm-hmm. that rhyme, and that. But this sounds like one. It's been around for a long time. It's well known.
Yeah, mantinadas is forever. You know, it's. I don't know from where, you know, from when. You know, they started. You know, the mantinadas. You know, in the. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Can you play an example of a pentozali?
Oh yeah, I can do that. Everybody gets to the dance, and you know, maybe you get something like 2-3 hours, and everybody sings. You know, they going around, they have the girlfriends, the women around, and all that. See, and then when they stop, everybody starts going a little bit faster, and then you know it goes to you know to the tiring, you know, music and dance.
So you have to keep playing for 2 hours.
Me, sometimes I play 4 or 5 hours straight. You know, it's not the point.
Okay.
It's another fast dance. That's a woman, almost. They call him a castrinos, you know, Malevisiotis. Almost, they was dancing it in the center of the island of Crete, in Heraklio. So Heraklio, it was the second name of Heraklio of the city was Castro. That means the castle, you know. And that's why they call the dance castrinos. You know, for somebody doesn't know the music, he thinks he sounds everything the same. You know what I mean? So, but it's a lot of difference on the steps, on the dance, you know, on the style, you know, when you dance. It's a lot of. So we can play a little bit castronote. Thank you.
Have just got here. Margaret Horvath was supposed to be in this slot. She could not make it, so I've asked Kostas Maris, who's a Florida Folk Heritage Award winner, to fill in. He plays the Cretan lyra, which is a kind of primitive violin, three strings, from Greece, mostly. Now, this is a Cretan lyra, but the lyra is also played in other parts of Greece, such as the islands, and there's a certain kind of music called Nisiotika.
Yes, it's a different kind of lira. It was a different kind of lira with a different setup, different distance, from the bridge, with a different, different sound from this one. But lately, because they was playing only in one string, and this one is a little bit, it's not that rich like the violin, because it has four strings, the violin. This one is missing the high string. But the other ones, they was playing only in one string. Now they find better, because they have more repertorium, more different things that they can play with a lira like this one, and now everybody's ordering to start in learning, this way to play.
Do they still play Nisiotika, though? Can you play an example of Nisiotika on there?
Well, they play, Nisiotika. Yeah, which Nisiotika can we play now? And it goes, this from the part of Kyklades, the islands, of Kyklades, the part,
Kyklades, that's what we usually call the Cyclades. I don't know how they say it in English. Yes.
No, I'm left-handed.
Okay.
I'm left-handed. But, always you have to put them here, to control it. And you have to put your nails in between. You didn't put them in the top like the violin. That's why it's a little bit, high. So you can fit your fingernails there. So, that's how we find it. What can I say? I don't know why they did that. But... all my life. All my life, I have the one best player, Thanasis Kordalos. He was the best player, lira player, and composer, on the island of Crete. He composed something like 125 songs, pieces of music. I know the 99, almost. So it's...
Could you play your favorite of Skordalos?
No, he's not a favorite. Skordalos, he has no favorite. Skordalos, everything he was good. Skordalos music, all these pieces, he was the best.
Well, could you play one of them? Or a Moundakis to show the difference?
Moundakis plays, Moundakis, They was playing almost, you know, almost if the, you come to the traditional pieces, you know, they was playing the same thing. You can change it, but with a different way, you know, because two hands, they're not the same. You know, he was playing with a different style, the lira, and Skordalos, he was playing different style, you know. Mudakis, he was playing the lira like that, says... Mudaki style. Mudaki, he was good too. He was Skordalos and Mudaki was two of the best of the top, and composers too. You know, Skordalos again, he was more to more detailing on the bow and on the fingers. You know, it's, it says. Two different things, you know, for two masters, you know. That's a great music.
Are there any questions for Mr. Maris?
How's it tuned? What's the tuning?
It's the second string from violin, La Re Sol. Violin is Mi La Re Sol. You know, this one's all La Re Sol. You know, you're tuning it with the, how you call them, the apasson, you know, the, it's for all of them, you know.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I did earlier before you were here. He also makes the instruments, and
I make liras, violins, and lagutos. Lagutos is a little bit troubling. It's a lot of work and a lot of time, you know.
But this one, you know, unlike the violin, which is just flat. Pieces, you know, or flat pieces of wood, has to be carved out.
You know, this one you carve it in about 3/32, 16 and a half. You know, that's the thickness of the wood.
Kind of wood.
This is walnut. This walnut, and this the same wood. But this one is Katrani, we call them. It's Turkish wood. This is a 300-year-old. And it's a family of cedar and pine, and a lot of they have something like a 90%, but it's not exactly the same. They have a Lebanese cedar, they call them.
That's 300 years old.
This one is 300 years old. You know, almost my tops are when I make is an old ones because I have some friends and they go up to the mountains, and they find, you know, the big beams. You know, they hold in the roofs of the old houses and they rip them off so we can find. Last year we ripped about 12 beams, and I made it no top. It was no good. Was a lot of nuts. The granny was not good, so we destroyed the house for nothing.
Is that from the creek or somewhere else?
No, from another next island. You know, they call them Carpathos. They have a lot of old, you know, houses there, and when they remodeling or you know they build the new ones, we're there. We find that kind of because this one is a distinguished wood. You know, this one when. You scratch them a little bit, it smells like a, but it's not like a, the cedar, you know, the, how you call them that, how you call the cedar?
The cedar you put into closets and things like this. It's
no, this is
different.
No, this is different with this one. This one is different, you know, it has his own smell. You know, it's very distinguished, you know. If somebody says, oh, there, this is a Catrani, if he goes like that, you can smell it right away. He's not. Yep. And, you know, the plastic, he before they used to make, you know, the fingerboard with like ebony and all that. And it was very, you know, very heavy. And your nails, no matter how hard is the wood, is going to dig it out. But this one, I have it for 15 years on it, this one. Nothing, it doesn't penetrate your nail, it doesn't penetrate this plastic. And, you know, the wood is pine, you know, it's a very soft wood. But this one is what is holding it, you know, the plastic.
You play with your nails.
Man. Yeah. That's why I say no matter what kind of wood you put in, it's going to dig it. And now this one is, you know, the black walnut is not that hard wood. Now the common thing in the island of Crete is the rosewood. Oh, boy. There is a challenge to do, you know, a lira with the rosewood. It's very hard. And this violin I made myself, too. The violin I have here.
I know you. Okay. All right. I know you are.